Again, in Simon Reish Pei Tes, what we're going to discuss today is only going to be concerning the bracha, the nusach bracha, how the bracha is said when it comes to putting up a mezuzah. That will cover pretty much only Sif Aleph, the nusach bracha. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, not in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Perek Yud Aleph, that if you're putting up a mezuzah in your house, you should say L'kvoa mezuzah, and if you're putting a mezuzah up for somebody else, so you should say Al Kviyas mezuzah. This is based on the Gemara Misachim Dav Zayin, according to the Ran, which the Gemara says, when you do a mitzvah for yourself, the bracha gets le, because le indicates the mitzvah is on you. The mitzvah is attached to me specifically. Rashi there Amsachim says that the conclusion of the Gemara is that there is no difference between whether you do it for yourself or whether you do it for somebody else, but we follow the sheet of the Rambam. The Aznidbar Rav Zilber writes in Chelek Gimel, that all poskim follow the Rambam, and that even though the Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of this differentiation between l'kvoa mezuzah for oneself and al kviyas mezuzah when putting up the mezuzah for somebody else, that's not such an issue, because the Shulchan Aruch is simply mimicking the Rambam. The Rambam also doesn't tell us about the bracha in Hilchos Mezuzah. The Rambam only indicates the rules of the bracha in Hilchos Brachos. If the Rambam would have said it in Hilchos Mezuzah, and then the Shulchan Aruch would have disagreed, so then you could see the Shulchan Aruch is not following the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. But just because the Shulchan Aruch says nothing here in Hilchos Mezuzah doesn't mean that it doesn't agree to the Rambam's general principle of Hilchos Brachos, that when it's done for oneself, it's with a lamed, and if it's done for somebody else, it's with al. And therefore the Aznidbaru says that even the Shulchan Aruch would agree to this difference of the Rambam, even though the Shulchan Aruch makes no mention over here. And this seems to be the indication as well of the Sefer Eshkol and the Meiri in his Magen Avos. The Magen Avos is the Meiri's defense of the Minhagim of his community. This is one of his defenses regarding the difference of the Bracha, the Kolbo, the Mikdash Ma'at, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Ruchan Kanievsky, and other Sfarim as well, all follow in line the Rambam, which is that for one's own house, for one's own putting up the mezuzah, l'kvoa, and for somebody else, it would be al kviyas mezuzah. The only major sheet that disagrees is Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner writes in the Kovetz Mibeis Levi that the bracha is always l'kvoa mezuzah, regardless of whether it's done for yourself or somebody else, and his reason seems to be logical, because the Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate. The Shulchan Aruch does not make a difference, and the Rav Vosner simply sees the Shulchan Aruch as it is, and therefore the bracha would always be l'kvoa mezuzah, regardless of who's putting it up. The halacha certainly follows the far majority of the poskim that do say to differentiate between either whether it is your home or somebody else's. Do we say a shechianu when we put up a mezuzah? Now this question would seemingly stem from a misunderstanding of why we say Shechianu. We'll point that out in a moment. The Prisha here in Sif Katan Aleph and the Shach as well say that there's no Shechianu on a mezuzah, since it's not a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman, from time to time. And this is the Shitra of Yaakov Emden as well, and his Siddur, and the Derech HaChaim, and the Chovos HaDor, and Perek Yud Aleph, that there's no Shechianu when putting up a mezuzah. The Chikrei Lev and the Sefer Seichel Tov and Hilchos Mezuzah and the Agrabah Lech and Perak Aleph say that you should put yourself in a situation, perhaps to say Shechianu in these cases, by having a new fruit and having kavana for the simcha of buying the mezuzah or the esek mitzvah. What's the issue going on here? The reason why we say Shechianu is for two possible reasons. Either because we have reached a new period, a new time of the year, and this is the mistake that we apply to a new fruit. When we have a new fruit on Rosh Hashanah and we make a Shechianu on it, it is not because we are so excited to have dragon fruit or whatever it is. That's not why. The reason why we say Shechianu on new fruit is because it's an indication that you have reached a new season. This is very clearly spelled out by the Netziv in the last piece in the Shultas. There the Netziv is writing about making a Shechianu on finishing a Sefer and being excited over writing Chedushei Torah. And there he explains that the Shechianu of when we go to a new holiday, right? When we say Shechianu because it is Rosh Hashanah or Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, or we say Shachiyanu when we get to where we do that mitzvah during that time of the year, or on the new fruit, it is not because we are so excited that it is Shavuos. That's not the point of Shachiyanu. The Shachiyanu is man hazeh, that I've lived to a new season. And this new event, or this new fruit, indicates that I've made it to a new season. And therefore, it is not sufficient of the excitement on its own to make a Shachiyanu. Therefore, this would raise the next question. Let's say you're putting up a mezuzah for the first time. Maybe now you'll say, I've reached a certain point in my life that I'm putting up a mezuzah on my own house. Maybe this should garner its own Shachiyanu. So Ruchan Kanievsky says in Sifkas and Gimel that you should put yourself in the position to make a Shachiyanu with a new fruit. And in the Be'er Halacha, he adds that this is in order to fulfill the Shitas HaPoskim, who say that the first time you do a mitzvah, there should be a Shachiyanu. There's a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach and Hilcha Shchita and Simin Chaf Ches regarding someone who does the mitzvah of Kisui Adam for the first time, should they make a Shachiyanu? And this machlokas plays out in this arena as well. When you have a mitzvah done for the first time, should you make a Shachiyanu? There's a Shita of Yaakov Emden and his Siddur by the halachos of lighting the Shabbos candles. That the first time the newly married wife lights Shabbos candles, she should make a Shachiyanu. Nobody agrees with this Rav Yaakov Emden, but again, this school of thought that the first time you do a mitzvah gets a Shachiyanu is not necessarily the opinion of Rav Poskim. Yes? What? Because it used to be that when you had a new fruit, it was because it indicated this was the season. This fruit was in season at this time, and therefore, when I had it, it showed that I lived to this period of the year. Nowadays, there's no such thing as a new fruit, because we ship in fruits from all over the world, and you'll never ever walk into the store and watermelon or apples or oranges will be out of season, because since we want it, they will supply it for us. The reason why we make a new fruit nowadays goes more on the not having it for a year. A year's time is indication of making a Shachiyanu on that thing. But that's a separate private discussion for fruits and how the seasons work. Okay, what about, there's one more opinion. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in the Halicha Shlomo and Hilchos Tefillin Perach of Gimel that someone puts a mezuzah for the first time in their life, they should say Shachiyanu and Hatov Ametiv. The Mishnah Brachos and Dalad says that on building a new house, one says a Shachiyanu. So perhaps when you put in the mezuzah, this would be the indication of building a new house. Again, the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman is not that of most poskim. Yeah.
You make up Shechem and Hatov Ametiv?
According to Shlomo Zalman, because Hatov HaMeitiv, it's for you and for other people who are going to be in the house. What? I'm not sure what's the Shachiyanu going on? I don't know, why just make Hatov HaMeitiv? I don't know, I'm not sure. You have to look up the Halicha Shlomo again. I hear the question. I'm not sure. Okay. Next, multiple mezuzahs. Does the bracha change for multiple mezuzahs? The Tshuvas HaRashba and Chelek Aleph and Tuf Tess says that even if you're putting up multiple mezuzahs, you only make the bracha of Al Kriyas Mezuzah. You do not change it to Al Kriyas Mezuzos. That would not change. And he says that this is and the one bracha covers all of them. Each additional mezuzah on the house does not get its own bracha. You make one bracha when you put in mezuzahs at one time. And this is in line with the shita of those poskim who say, it says the Rashba, that you make one bracha on tefillin, right? Even though tefillin may or may not be two separate brachos, you make one bracha that covers the putting on of all of the tefillin. This is the shita of the Ramah over here, and the Chayadim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Hillel, and Ruchan Kanievsky and the Chovas Ador Nagar Balacha stress that you cannot have a hefsek in between when you put in the mezuzah from room to room. So if you made a bracha on the mezuzah on the front door, and now you have to go to all the rooms, there's no talking, no different than B'dikas Chametz, that when you're in the middle of the midst of B'dikas Chametz, there should not be any extraneous talking when the bracha is covering all the different individual parts of that mitzvah. When putting up multiple mezuzahs, the bracha remains the kvah mezuzah in the singular. So Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Zayin, so he says that really, be'etzim, it's one mitzvah on the house. When I put the mezuzahs on the house, it's one mitzvah putting up mezuzah. I think that is very, very difficult to say that one entire house gets one individual mitzvah, with each mezuzah covering each individual door, and that's considered one mitzvah. I think the simple reason is that it's no different than when you have a piece of fruit, and then you have another piece of fruit. When you make a ha'etz on the fruit, and then you have another apple, the bracha simply covers each additional piece. So when I make a likvoa mezuzah on the first mezuzah, and then it goes and covers the rest of them, so the bracha doesn't change whether I'm having one apple or multiple apples, it's still pri ha'etz, pri is individual. This fruit that came from the tree, I don't say peros ha'etz, it's this pri ha'etz. I don't change it based on what I'm doing. The first bracha simply covers each additional part that comes later. Yeah. Ah, we'll get to Tevel's Kelim in a second. So the Shevet HaLevi writes in Chelek Vav that in the Torah, the word mezuzos refers to doorposts. We use a borrowed language. When we refer to the piece of parchment that has writing on it and we put it on the doorpost as a mezuzah, it's not true. That's klaf. That's not mezuzah. If we wanted to be annoyingly grammatical about it, we would call that klaf, not mezuzah. Mezuzah is the doorpost. And therefore, Rav Osner says, in order to distinguish that we're referring to the klaf in our bracha and not the doorpost, we refer to it as mezuzah, not mezuzos. Because if we said al kfias mezuzos, it might indicate that we're making a bracha on the doorpost. That's not true. We're making a bracha on the piece of klaf. And therefore, we retain the word mezuzah to show that it's different than the doorpost itself. The Agrabah Halacha in Perek Zayin explains why this is different than Tevilas Kelim, in which we do differentiate between Kli and Kelim. So he cites a Tshuva the Maharshag in Chelek Alf in Yerodeya Memtes, who says that we only put one mezuzah per entrance. We only put one mezuzah per entrance. And we don't want the bracha to indicate that there's a possibility of putting up more than one mezuzah. Because if I said al-kfiyas mezuzos, maybe a person would say, kol amarba reizim ha-shubach. If one mezuzah gives shmira on the door, so put two, three, five mezuzahs on the door. I'll have a lot of shmira. And therefore, kalim is different because, okay, I understand, the kli versus kalim, it should make sense. But we're specifically keeping it in the singular, says the Marashag, because we want to show everyone that one mezuzah per Pesach. If putting up mezuzahs on two different buildings, so the Beis Hillel says that walking from building to building is a hefsek. If a person has an outside building they're going to go to, let's say a person bought a bunch of mezuzahs, and he's going to put mezuzahs on his house, and then he's going to go to the office and put up the mezuzahs on the office as well. So the Birkei Yosef cites this as well, that you need to, leaving from, going outside from building to building is a hefsek. And the Beis Hillel, as explained better by the Chovos Hador, says that this is not like Bedikas Chametz. The halacha by Bedikas Chametz is that if you are going to check your house and then going to check your office, so that one bracha covers the entire Bedika. You don't need to make a new Bedika as long as you don't make a hefsek in speech or any great interruption between the bracha before you drive to the office. That's the halacha by Bedikas Chametz. But when it comes to mezuzah, each Pesach on each building is its own mitzvah. In the Bedikas Chametz, it's one mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz that the bracha is covering. But in by mezuzah, each individual Pesach is its own mitzvah, and therefore, when I leave and go to the next building, that would indicate that there would be a new bracha. Meaning, the Shinui Makom creates a new chiyuv. When I go and do Bedikas Chametz, and I make the bracha on the house and go to the office, when I leave, I have not fulfilled the mitzvah until I've checked the office. Until every single place has been checked, I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. But when I leave my house and go to the office to put up the next mezuzah, I fulfilled the mitzvah on my house. My office is something separate. It's different. And therefore, when I leave the building and there's a Shinui Makom and a Hesach Hadas, by definition, a Shinui Makom is a Hesach Hadas. We find the same thing by Hilchos Brachos. Even if a person says explicitly, I'm going to have in mind when I leave the house, I'm not going to have to make another Bracha Rishona, it doesn't work. There's a low plug. So the same thing would apply here as well. Yeah.
The Shinui Makom is when you leave the actual building?
When you leave the actual building. So that would be an afternoon by Hilchos Brachos as well. If a person lives in an apartment building and they go from one apartment to the next, is that a Shinui Makom? So the minhag is, by Hilchos Brachos, is that it's not necessarily a shinui makom for hilchos brachos if you live in the same roofed apartment building. There's room to say they were not. The same thing we apply by brachos would apply by mezuzah as well. The Ruchan Kievsky in the Bir Halacha, so he cites Rav Yashiv, who felt that there's in fact a greater similarity to tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Ches by Tzitzis that you make a bracha on a talis katan at home and you go to shul, so you need to make a new bracha on your talis gadol. So why don't we simply say the bracha on the talis katan covers you when you go to shul? So the answer is the shini makom. But with mezuzah, says Rav Yashiv, it's different. Since you're chayiv to go to the next building to put up the mezuzah, when I'm holding the 7 mezuzahs in my hand that I need to put up, and one of them are dedicated to my office building, I'm chayiv to go there and put up that mezuzah. And for this reason, Rav Yashiv felt that perhaps the Shini Makom would not create a hafsek. And therefore, Ruchan Kievsky says, we simply, because of the suffix, we're makel to not make a new bracha on the second building. The Ben Ish Chai is choshesh for this and recommends waiting between each house. So your chayiv, maybe do take a break, go for a walk, go to something else, and then put the mezuzah up in the next building. The Chovas Ador suggests having in mind that the first bracha should only cover the first building, and then immediately when you go to the second building, you'll be chayiv the next one with its own bracha. And he says that you can cause a bracha shen tzricha in a case of suffix brachos. If we have a suffix bracha over here, whether I should have to make a new bracha on the second office building, so do something to create a hesach hadas that would allow me to make a second bracha on that building. The Sefer Tehillah LeDavid by Rav David Ordenberg. So he writes in the Chelek Beis in Yerideya that it's pashut that one has to make a bracha on the mezuzah while standing, like all birchos hamitzvah have to be done while standing. And this is the site of the Agra Balacha and the Chovas Hador as well. What if you forgot to make a bracha? You were so excited that you got your new mezuzahs from the store and you put them up and you realized that you forgot to make a bracha when you put up the mezuzah. So Rav Moshe writes in Yerideya Chelek Aleph Kuf Ayin Tes that as long as the mezuzah is up and the mitzvah is in effect, you can make the bracha without question. And this is like someone who puts on tefillin, forgot to make a bracha, and you can make the bracha afterwards on your tefillin while it is on your body. Says Rav Moshe, you should shake the mezuzah. You should be mashmesh the mezuzah to move it a little bit to show that you're still involved with the mitzvah itself at that moment. The Kuntros HaMezuzah in Sifkatz and Gimel explains that those who say you can make a brach understand that the mitzvah simply continues after it's put up. Every single minute, as we mentioned at the beginning of the summer, every single minute the mezuzah is up, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. And therefore, as long as it's there, you can still continue to make the bracha. What?
Still say
the kvah? Yeah, the kvah, yeah. Why would it change?
No, because
maybe
the only
kvah,
it's like what we're last year,
but
it's already started.
No, I guess it would still be.
Yeah,
I didn't see anybody
that's,
say...
That's not like about what the mitzvah is in the mshachas or not. So here, even though it's not...
Here the mitzvah is the Agra Balacha in Parag Zion says that as long as you're still in the process of fixing the mezuzah, you can still make the bracha. And Rav Yosef in Yabi Omer Cheleches suggests that you should take down the mezuzah to be checked. You put in the mezuzah, you forgot to make a bracha, so take down the mezuzah, bring it to the sofer to check it, and then, even though you know it's perfectly kosher, because you just had it checked beforehand, and that enough will create enough of a hesach hadas that you'd have to make a bracha when you put it back up. And the Ruchan Kievsky simply says to take it down and make the bracha and put it back up. That's the one easy way to get out of it. If you put up a mezuzah for someone else without telling them, do you make a bracha? you have a neighbor and you really want to inspire him to come back to Yiddishkeit and he's distant from Torah and mitzvos, so you say, I'm going to go buy a mezuzah and surprise him and put it up on his door. He doesn't want to put a mezuzah on his own, but it's so important he has a mezuzah, he's going to be so overcome with emotion when he sees the mezuzah on his door, he will immediately come back to Torah and mitzvos and I'll do a good kiruv job over here. So if you're putting up a mezuzah against someone's will on their door, so do you make a bracha? The Kloisenberg Rebbe in the Divrei Tzivin Chelek Dalet says that this is not shlichus, and you do not have the right to make a bracha if it is not your mitzvah. You are not anybody's messenger. He does not want you to put up a mezuzah, and therefore there is no bracha. And the Shevet Alevi in the Chelek Beis explains that a person cannot say he has a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah, and therefore you can't say the bracha. I can't simply say it's my mitzvah and it's not. It's the person who owns the house. The Divrei Tziv and Rav Menashe Klein go back and forth regarding how arvus and responsibility for other Jews plays in here, but that's not our discussion right now. The shita of most poskim, which is Ruchan Kanievsky in the Nachal Esan Perakud Beis, is that you do put up a mezuzah for somebody else without knowing. You can make the bracha because it is a zechus for them to have such a mezuzah. And he cites the Ber Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim in Taf Kuf Chaf Zayin, regarding the bracha on Erev Tavshilin. By Erev Tavshilin, the Ber Halacha has a question regarding if a person can make an Erev Tavshilin with a bracha for somebody else who didn't make one. Knowing in advance, someone might not make it, so I'm going to have in mind the whole community to make a bracha on the Erev Tavshilin to have them in mind. And there, it seems to say that you can. Even though you already made your own Erev Tavshilin, you can make an additional and a second one for somebody else, even though you already made yours. It's a zechus for them, even though they don't know it, even though they may not want it. It still works according to the Chafetz Chaim. Now, the whole issue that the Chafetz Chaim has, perhaps you shouldn't make it, is because maybe there is no one who didn't make the Erev Tavshilin, and it would be perhaps a suffik bracha of atala. Because let's say 100% of the people in the community didn't make Erev Tavshilin, then it might be a bracha of atala. But in our case, I know there's no mezuzah over there, and I am being mezakim in a mitzvah, and therefore, says Ruchan Kanievsky, it should be fine. Ruchan Kanievsky is against his father, the stipler, in the Kisvei Kehilas Yaakov's Kehilas Yaakov HaChadashim Amenachos in Simen Chaf Gimel, where the stipler says you cannot put up a mezuzah and make the bracha for someone else without their knowledge. However, the Agur B'Halacha in Parag Zayin challenges the proofs of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And he says that in the case of the Erev, what's the difference between the Erev and the mezuzah? The Erev is a matir. It is allowing someone to cook. And maybe, perhaps in the mitzvah, to have someone make a bracha on your behalf, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah to make the bracha. If I want to be matir for something for somebody else, then maybe there, I don't need to know if they want it or not. But to be mekayim a mitzvah, says the Agur B'Halacha, who says I'm allowed to go and do the mitzvah on their behalf? Perhaps we only allow in the case of a matzah. And therefore he says that perhaps the kima mitzvah is to live in the house that has a mezuzah, and since now I'm allowing the person to live in a house that has a mezuzah, he's the one who's being mekayim the mitzvah by living in the house, and therefore anyone can go and put up the mezuzah. Meaning the mitzvah is not putting up the mezuzah, the mitzvah is living in the house that has the mezuzah. And therefore, since I'm not infringing on his fulfillment of the mitzvah, when he comes home, he's going to be living in a house that has a mezuzah. I'm just putting him in a position to fulfill that mitzvah. Therefore, he says, perhaps one can make the bracha in such a case. The Shevet Alevi continues in the Chelek Beis that the Rambam is careful to write that before you set the mezuzah in place, it should be done over l'siyasan. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch says, v'ikve'ena bimkoma, and then you should make the bracha. Shulchan Aruch seems to be out of order. It's not before, you don't make the bracha before you put it up, and therefore the Shevet Levi learns that you can set the mezuzah in place derech arai, make the bracha, and then nail it in or stick it on. So it should be set a little bit in place, and then make the bracha, and then put it in place permanently. The Das Kadosh in Sif Katan Hay says that you are not yotz to the mitzvah with a borrowed mezuzah, which is a big chiddush, but he doesn't bring a source at all. If you take a mezuzah from a gemach, or you borrow someone's mezuzah, you're not yotz in the mitzvah bichlal, and therefore there would be no bracha. However, this is against the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Tav Chav Gimel says, you are certainly yotzei, because there's no concept of lachem when it comes to mezuzah. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that it has to be your mezuzah. And this is what the Mikdash Ma'at and Rav Vosner and the Lekad Hilchos Mezuzah and the Agav Halacha say, that you're certainly yotze and make a bracha with a borrowed mezuzah. Rotsi Pesach Frank and the Hard Svin Yerodeya and Reish Lamed Ches questions the Minchas Chinuch based on a comment of the Beis Yosef in Evan HaEzer, where in Simon Kuf Chaf, the Beis Yosef says that the sofer gives the cloth and the ink to the man who wants to write his wife a get, because the Torah says v'kasav, and just like the person owns what he writes, so too in the case of giving a get, you need to own what you're writing, and the sofer's writing on your behalf, and therefore he needs to give the cloth and the ink to him as a gift. So if so, ask the Har Tzvi, uchsavtam, we find by mezuzah you have to write it, so perhaps there, the uchsavtam, the ksav of the mezuzah needs to belong to the Baal HaBayis. So Rosi Pesach Frank says that only the writing of the mezuzah does have to belong to the sofer. But afterwards, it can belong to anyone. There's no mitzvah specifically that the person who puts up the mezuzah has to write his mezuzah. That's not the case. And therefore, that by a get, it says, v'kasa v'nasata, you write it and you'll give it, v'nasan. And this implies that it has to belong to the Baal the entire time. The entire process of the get needs to belong to the Baal before the gerushin. By the mezuzah, that's not the case. Then he adds that when writing a mezuzah, it doesn't have to belong to the sofer. When it comes to the get, there's a special inyan of lishma, that it has to belong to the person who's going to come to, but that idea of lishma, of ownership, doesn't apply to the mezuzah as well, and therefore, says the Har Tzvi, without question, you do not have to own the mezuzah. What if you switch your mezuzahs because you bought better ones? When you put it up, do you need to make a bracha on those? You had okay mezuzahs, and then you went and bought $300 mezuzahs. Does it need a new bracha? So Rosh Shlomo Kluger writes in the Tuv Tam Adas, in the first edition in Siman Reish Mem Vav, that it needs a new bracha in such a case. Why? Because the Rama writes, by Hilchos Tzitzis, that if you're wearing tzitzis and you take them off, and then you put new ones on, you need a bracha. Now that is a major machlokas aposkim. And that is going to play out in how we paskin over here by putting up a new mezuzah that's perfectly fine when you had an old mezuzah that's perfectly fine. If you follow the Ramah who says that a new beggar of tzitzis gets a new bracha, so that a new mezuzah, even though the old one is perfectly kosher and the new one is perfectly kosher, should get a new bracha as well. The Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Zion says there's no difference between this and putting on a different pair of tefillin. The Maram Shikin Yardei Reish Pehei says if you never had this mezuzah in mind, then you would make a new bracha. And this is the opinion of many, many poskim as well. The Agav Halacha cites in Perek Zion. However, the Talmud of the Maram Shik, the Maharshag, disagrees with his Rebbe. And he writes in Chelek Alf and Yerodea Simon Nun Zion, that when it comes to a talis, every beged has a new mitzvah. Every single time I put on a new beged that has four corners, it's a new mitzvah that requires new tzitzis. But in the house, the same chiyuv exists all the time. I didn't change the chiyuv on my house. I didn't put up a new house. If I put up a new house, like I put up a new beged, so then it would need a new mitzvah, new bracha. But the chiyuv on the house is the same. I didn't change the house, says the Maharshag. And he argues that this is more similar in reality to tekiah shofar. If I blow shofar, and it's not working out, and I make the bracha, and they have to bring me a new shofar from somewhere else, do I make a new bracha on the new shofar? No. There's no new bracha on the new shofar in such a case. Or if you go visit your friend, and he's talking about a sukkah, and you switch to a different sukkah while you're in the middle of the same meal, you wouldn't make a new leisheva sukkah as well. So in these cases, we find multiple places where you switch the item again and again and again, but the bracha stays the same. And this is the case over here. And this is the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Halicha Shlomo and Yabi Omer and Chelek Dalid and Rav Moshe as well. That if I put up new mezuzahs, when there were kosher mezuzahs, there is no new bracha because the chiyuv has not changed and the chiyuv remains the same from the old mezuzahs. Rav Vosner writes in Chelek Beis that perhaps tzitzis and mezuzah are not that different. When you take off the tzitzis to put another one, the halacha is that there is no new bracha. Again, he's following the shita, depending on what you do with tzitzis, therefore it should apply what you do with mezuzah as well. The Piskei Tshuva, not the Piskei Tshuvos. the Piskei Tshuva, the older Sefer, who's the Talmud of the Ger Rebbe, so he writes in Siman Kuf Samachay that you cannot put up a second mezuzah while the first mezuzah is there. That would be Baal Tosef. He says you can be mevatel the first mezuzah if you want and say it's a nothing, and then put up the second one. The Agaba Ralacha writes in Perek Lamites that because of the above machlokas, you should not switch mezuzahs with different doors. Because we end up in a suffix, if I put up a new mezuzah on a new door where there was a kosher one, in the case where I checked the mezuzahs and they all came back kosher, so I'm going to end up before with this issue where I had a mezuzah and I put up a different one on that door when there was one that was kosher. And therefore, the Agaba Ralacha says, make sure you mark the mezuzahs when you take them down, so you can put the same mezuzah back up on that door, so then you might not have to make a new bracha when you put that up again, because you won't be putting up a different mezuzah on that same door. According to the approach of Shlomo Kluger, right, you would need a new bracha. According to the Marashag, you would not need a new bracha. And therefore he says, just avoid the whole thing by marking which mezuzah went on which door. The Kuntros HaMezuzah and the Shaar HaTzion and Ruchan Kanevsky say that if you do construction, you widen a doorway, you wouldn't have to put up a new, a mezuzah with a new bracha, because Batsim, it's the same doorway, you just made it larger. That doesn't mean there should be a new chi of mezuzah. The major question comes to someone who has their mezuzahs checked, and they all come back kosher. Is there a chiyuv now to make a new bracha? Is there a hesach hadas when you took them down and put them back up? What? So that is assuming that you say that there would be no new bracha just based on checking them. That in itself is a major machlokas haposkim. There are six shitas in the poskim regarding what to do. We'll go one by one. The first is the Birkei Yosef and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who just have a suffix and say they don't know what to do in such a case, and they leave it as a big tzarachian, whether it needs a bracha or not. Many poskim write that if you turn it miyad, so then it doesn't need a new bracha. But the question is, what does miyad mean? Rav Yaakov Emden and his Siddur and the Das Kadosh and the Shiva Kasi say there is no new bracha at all. If they were kosher, when you took them down and you put them back up, there's no new bracha. Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Shnos Chaim and Hilchos Mezuzah says that you remove the mezuzah to be checked, there's a chashash that the mezuzah is going to have a psul, right? You wouldn't take it down, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, unless you thought there was a possibility that there was something wrong with them. That's why you took it down. So once it enters your mind that there might be something wrong with the mezuzah, that creates a hesach hadas that my mind is not on the kosher mezuzah being there anymore, and therefore, every single time you put it back up, it needs a new bracha. Yeah.
What if it's just once every 3.5 years?
So he would say that even though it's once every 3.5 years, the reason I'm taking it down is because the bedik is there because I think that there might be something wrong with it. So you need to understand better why the halacha demands every 3.5 years. The chashash is that the chazaka doesn't exist anymore. That there's something is off. That would need to be checked. This is where Rav Avi Yosef writes in Yabi Omer and Ogan Yechav Adas, that just stam, once it's taken down to be checked, it means that there is a break in your understanding of the mitzvah, your concentration on the mitzvah, and therefore it required a new bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if it takes more than a day to put back the mezuzah, then it needs a new bracha. And this is similar to removing tzitzis. If you take off tzitzis, and then you have in mind that you want to put them back on, but the nighttime comes and the day ends, so you need to make a new bracha on those tzitzis. So the day ending creates a hesach hadas and requires a new bracha. This is Rav Yashiv said, and Rav Osner, and the Shulchan Hanagos and Chelek Beis, and a number of poskim as well, that the day passing creates the new chiyuv. The Ben Ishchai writes in Parshas Chisavo that a few hours of removing mezuzah needs a new bracha. That's enough for hesach hadas, and this is the opinion of Nissen Karelitz and the Chavos Hador, who says 2 or 3 hours creates enough of hesach hadas for a new bracha. And then finally, Ruchan Kanevsky says that you don't need a bracha unless there's a hefsek gadol, a very big hefsek. What is a hefsek gadol? I don't know. And so we're left with a number of different shitas within the poskim. I would assume that I think that if the day passes, that would be enough for, according to most poskim, to put it up with a bracha. If the next day comes, that should be enough. I don't know how long it takes Sofrim to check and get them back, depending on how big the house is, but I think the next day is probably a reasonable amount to put oneself in a position. We'll discuss later on, do you have to put replace mezuzahs up in that case? We'll save that for another time. Pashut, obviously, if the mezuzah is puzzle and it has to be fixed, and you have to get new mezuzahs, you need a new bracha in such a case. Let's say the mezuzah falls down, and you want to put it back up. So, do you need a new bracha? There again, we have machlokas. Ruvad Yosef Ratzni Biyomer Chelak Dal and Yerodei Semin Yedzayin. That there's no bracha. He is lishitasa with many achronim who say that if a talis falls off during davening and you didn't have in mind that it should come off, so then you don't make a bracha. This is the shita regarding the talis, the Maharsham and the Kaf HaChaim and Rishon Mazam and Arbach and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. That if your talis falls off, you don't make a new bracha. On the other hand, Rishon Kluger and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan and Rechayim Kanievsky and the Agar Balacha and Perek Yud all say that no, it's exactly like the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan who hold that if your talis falls off during davening, you need to make a new bracha. So whatever you hold by the talis, you hold by the mezuzah. The shita of most poskim seems to be that one would make a new bracha on the talis and on the mezuzah if it falls off in the middle of davening, or the mezuzah falls off in your house. The last thing we want to discuss for today is who can put up the mezuzah. Can anyone put up a mezuzah? Not so clear. So the first thing to discuss is the mezuzah being put up by a guy. The Chikrei Lev in Chelek Gimel, and the Das Kedoshim, and Rechayim Kanievsky, and the Chulos Hanagos, the Pisrei Mezuzos, the Ber Moshe, all say that a guy may not put up a mezuzah on behalf of a Jew. And in Nissen Karel, it says that if he does put it up, you have to take it down and put it back up with a bracha. Why? What is the problem of a guy putting up a mezuzah? So Rav Azar writes in the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Beis that it's not simply that the mitzvah is to have a mezuzah on the house, but he feels there's a mitzvah to put up the mezuzah. And in addition, the bracha is on the kavoa and on the kviyas hamezuzah. So why? How could the guy say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Sivanu when the whole implication is that the Jew is supposed to put it up on the house? That is point number one. The Chavos Hador in Perek Tes says we need to have lishma when putting up the mezuzah, just like putting tzitzis on a beged. Tzitzis on a beged has to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. The mezuzah has to be put on the house l'shem mitzvah mezuzah. A guy cannot have this. He cites a tshuva of Rav Avram ben Arambam, who says that wherever we have ta'asev alo min ha'asoy means that we need to have lishma. And since when it comes to tzitzis, there is ta'asev lo min ha'asoy, so too needs to be lishma. When it comes to mezuzah, there's ta'asev lo min ha'asoy, therefore it also needs to be lishma. Okay, fine. The third reason is brought by the Chikrei Lev, that a guy is not a bar chiyuv, and therefore that would simply be enough to exclude a guy. The disagreeing opinion is the tshuva of the Maharshag in Yerodea Chela Gimel again, where the Marshag says that he cannot think of a single reason why a guy cannot put up a mezuzah. We find nowhere in Shas, in Rishonim, in the earliest Achronim saying that a guy cannot put up a mezuzah. Where do we get this idea? He says we find Tassel and Masri by Sukkah as well, and we all know the halacha that Sukkah's ganvach, a sukkah put up by a guy, is kosher. So if a guy can put up a sukkah, why can't a guy put up a mezuzah as well? And the Agar Balacha gives three reasons why he thinks a guy can put up a mezuzah. He actually makes it like seven or eight, but I'm going to distill it into what are really three. It's more than what he really thinks it is. It's really three reasons. He doesn't know it, but I'm gonna let him know it's only three. So he says that we find nowhere in Chazal that there is a drasha ascribing chiyuv lishma to the putting up a mezuzah like we do by tzitzis. Nowhere do we find that the mezuzah needs to be put up lishma. That tshuva of Rav Avraham ben Arambam is a specific din that by tassel v'nasei tzitzis, there's a chiyuv lishma. He has a special drasha connecting tzitzis and tassel v'nasei. But Rav Avraham ben Arambam makes no mention that it applies outside of the special drasha that applies to tzitzis. Two. He says that there are those who want to say that a guy is pasul to write tefillin because, right, whoever can't do kshira can't write tefillin, right? Whoever doesn't put on the tefillin can't write it. And they therefore want to make a hekesh from the ksivas mezuzah to exclude a guy from putting it up. Says the Agur Balacha, this makes no sense. There's no such drashin chazal. You can't make up your own drashos. Uchsavtam is a din that is specific to the kshira of tefillin, and that does not apply anywhere when it comes to mezuzah. You cannot simply make up drashos and extend halachos to mezuzah where they don't apply. The last is a taz. The taz writes in Kufchaf and Yeredeya that you shouldn't have a guy do tefillas kalim, since it's mevatel the Jew for making the bracha. I have a pot that needs tefillas kelim, and if I give it over to a guy to do tefillas kelim, that means I'm losing out on the opportunity to make the bracha on tefillas kelim. He says it's asur lechatchila to be mevatel such a bracha, since it takes away from the completeness of the kiyum hamitzvah. It's not a full kiyum hamitzvah if I don't get the chance to make the bracha. Says the Agur Bahalacha, maybe we should apply that to mezuzah as well, right? If a guy puts it up, then there's no bracha, and I don't have a full kima mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah. He says this is difficult, because when the guy does tefillas kelim, there was never a chiyuv on the Jew to say the bracha, since it was never in his control. Meaning, the guy takes the kli and he picks up and he goes to the mikvah. When he's standing by the mikvah with the kli and he puts it in, so it's not in my possession. It's not in the Jew's possession. There was never a moment where there was a chiyuv to do tefillas kelim. You're not chayv to do tefillas kelim. If you have a kli and you're there and you want to eat from it, so you need to do tefillas kelim. But I don't have to go and put myself in a situation to do tefillas kelim. Simply don't buy a new kli, and therefore, the Agur Balacha says, but by mezuzah, one could argue that there is a chiv to put in mezuzah. I cannot be in, once I'm in this house, and the chiv is to put in mezuzah, I'm in a position where the mezuzah needs to be there. And therefore he says, maybe for that reason, I can understand why a guy shouldn't put up a mezuzah, but even that he finds it questionable, and he says, l'chadchila, a Jew should put it up, but if a guy puts up a mezuzah, it is still kosher b'di'evan. The same applies to cher shot of a katan. What about a woman putting up a mezuzah? The Yeshua's Malko on the Rambam says that a woman is chayv mezuzah, but she shouldn't put it up because she's puzzle in writing a mezuzah. We know this based on when it comes to all stam, there's a gzeira sakasiv that ukshartam uksavtam, the drisha only says it only makes sense for tefillin. It shouldn't apply to sefer Torah mezuzah, but the Shulchan Aruch also applies it to sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of a woman not writing a mezuzah, but the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Siman Lamed Ches says clearly that a woman does not write a mezuzah. And this idea, he says, should also apply, says the Yeshua Smalko, to putting up a mezuzah as well. This is the sheet of the Ber Moshe. The Ber Moshe has very, very harif words for a young married man whose wife went to Beis Yaakov and felt that she knew Kitzur Shulchan Aruch better than him, and she said that I know how to put the mezuzah, my husband's not Maaretz, and therefore I'm going to put the mezuzah, not my husband. And the Ber Moshe had very harif words for this young man. Ayin Sham. The Tshuvas HaNagos and the Lichos Besa all say that a woman should not put the mezuzah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aretz HaTzvi, the Kinyan Torah Ba'alacha, Yabia Omer, the Shevet HaLevi, the Chavos HaDor, the Pesachim Mezuzahs, and many, many poskim say there is no such drasha that a woman cannot put up a mezuzah, and there's no connection between kshira and tying tefillin and putting up a mezuzah. The two things have nothing to do with each other. And since a woman is chayv in mezuzah, she lives in the house, certainly she should put it up. And Agur Balacha writes that l'chatchil, the husband should do it, and b'di'evit, if the wife does it, it would be perfectly fine. Last point, can a mumar, someone who is totally left to her mitzos, put up a mezuzah? So the Tshuvas HaNagos and Chelek Aleph, and Chelek Dalet says he is pasul, since he can't write the mezuzah, he cannot put it up. He finds it questionable that there are Jewish organizations that honor people who are mumarim, who leave Torah mitzvos in terrible ways, and they honor them by putting up mezuzahs on their mostos, on their buildings. You honor these people who are mechalei Shabbos and duthei and intermarry and do all these different things, and they honor them by putting up mezuzahs on their institutions. Says Rav Sternbach, how could a person do such a thing? The Agur Balacha argues, and he says there's no problem because the connection between writing a mezuzah and putting up is non-existent, as we pointed out before, and he feels that you can even have the person say the bracha, you can even have this mumar say the bracha, because when he says, Asher Kedusham Yisrael Tzivanu, he's being mechave in L'shem Shemayim, when he makes such a bracha. However, the Agur Balacha's only point is that it would be chanifa, it would be improperly praising someone who is distant from Torah mitzvos by honoring them to put up a mezuzah, but on its own, there should be no psul in someone who is not from putting up a mezuzah.